Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Kicking off hour number three of this Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. Playing the part of Lonnie Freeman tonight will be myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And joining me in the studio, it's Jay
and Joa.
Before we go on with the show, I want to say thank you to Michael Poliquin. Michael Poliquin is a silver-level amplifier.
Oh, thank you.
What does that mean, silver-level amplifier? Well, you can find out all about the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And if you enjoy this radio program, we're on, I don't know, 180-ish radio stations. If you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers and the topics, the perspective of freedom, peace, and prosperity that we bring to the airwaves, please consider donating to get us onto more radio stations. We could be on 200, 250, 300 radio stations, not out of the question. It's all up to you. Help us advertise, market, promote, and support by visiting amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Michael. We appreciate you.
And this AMP program might be more important now for Free Talk Live than ever because, you know, a lot of that advertising, marketing, and promoting is basically what Dean was doing as a day job.
Yep.
Pretty much every day here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you with all seriousness that it takes a village to be one Ian. This is the second time that I have experienced this. The first time was, of course, during the raid, 2021. Getting thrown into the fire. And I'm like, I realized really quickly, I'm like, how the hell did this one guy keep all of this together? Right. And like do all the things that he was doing. And there were stuff that we just straight up ignored. What I was really, really glad to see both times, is the outpouring of support from other people, co-hosts from, former hosts. From people just in the freedom community, in New Hampshire in general, even nationwide, even globally, people came out of the woodwork offering, you know, hey, what can I do? How can I support you? Well, the number one thing you can do is become an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. I still think it's the best use of your Liberty dollar as far as, any sort of activism is concerned. Because we're nationwide. We're a nationally syndicated radio program, so. The other thing I want to say, too, is, since Ian and Arya are both, kidnapped by the federal government, it's important that you communicate with them. I'm privileged in that I get to talk to Ian, somewhat regularly, and get to, tell him, hey, what's going on with the show? And, this is broken, that's broken. And he's able to go, hey, here's how to fix it. And that's about the extent of our conversation.
I've had a few moments myself on the phone, which is nice.
Yeah, his time is very limited. But if you go visit freekeen.com, there are some directions there on how you can write Ian Freeman while he is in Merrimack. The legend is, and I mean this could change at any time, but the legend is that he's going to remain in Merrimack at least until, I believe, the next hearing, which is supposed to be something about restitution. And so that's a ways off. So you've got some time. Please write him. Tell him your thoughts. Tell him, if you appreciate what he's done. Tell him about what's going on in your life. Are you doing anything to help forward freedom for everybody? Tell him these things because he would like to hear them. The same goes, so if you want to write to Ian, go visit freekeen.com and just scroll. You'll find the article that contains the how-to and the address and where to write. The same goes for Arya. You can visit ariadimezzo.com. That's ariadimezzo.com. And she has posted how you can write to her if you want to, you know, help her with her commissary. There's a way for you to donate some money to her commissary on her website as well. But, you know, mostly writing letters, even just sending a postcard, you know, oh, you're traveling. Hey, I got a postcard from here. Hey, Aria, thinking about you. These are the kinds of things that help folks who have been kidnapped get through their time behind bars and in cages. So. To those of you who have already done all that, thank you. And to those of you who have not, please consider doing so, because I'm sure they would appreciate it. All right. Moving right along, I think we've pretty much burned through the library stuff. Let's move.
One thing about library, if you about yeah. using library, what does it mean to use LBRY? So just by... playing videos on their app isn't, you know, actually like 100% using it. And so you can run like a kind of a node. You can let it run in the background on a device.
Yep.
And so that is how you sort of use or utilize LBRY and help keep it alive is one thing you do. You can also be a content creator. That helps if there's more, you know, you put your content there. I like LBRY because it doesn't have any commercials and you can actually download stuff real easy from LBRY. And, yep. You know, I have let it, you know, do the background thing on devices. I've shut it off. I've turned it back on, you know, because it will use a little bit of data and might slow your... I don't
absolutely
think...
Absolutely will.
I mean, I've shut it off and, you know, been like, oh, I'm trying to do something and it won't load. I'll shut this off and it still won't load. But usually, if it's going to play a video anyways and you're running it in the background, it seems to be fine.
Right.
But, you know... And, you know, I don't know, maybe if you work at some corporate service place and you want to, you know, you have access, you're an IT guy, and you can put these, like, you know, on computers and stuff, it's, and, you know, help LBRY out, that'd be cool, or, you know, I'm sure there's other ways to do it, but let's see how long this experiment will last with a decent, because from what I understand, it's a decentralized autonomous network, isn't it?
Right. Seems to me.
And so we'll see how it does with it all shut down, with the incorporation shut down, which is...
I had this
good example.
I had this idea that actual libraries in your town should run a server for library, so you have access to all this information. It's not just videos on library, LBRY.
Nice.
Yeah. It's all documents and stories and news articles. It's not just video. Odyssey is, you know, Odyssey the branch from it.
Right.
That's all video, and you can make community posts like YouTube does, but that's different. But anyways.
So we talk from time to time here on Free Talk Live about secession. What does that mean? That means removing New Hampshire from, well, the Union, the United States, becoming its own entity, its own country, if you will.
And I honestly don't even think that's necessary, because the state of New Hampshire is a municipal corporation that needs to be dissolved. That's really where the solution is. And the jurisdiction from the entity calling itself United States, which is limited to the District of Columbia and territories and possessions, has jurisdiction over the corporation calling itself New Hampshire, which is essentially a name on a piece of paper. It's just a two-dimensional entity, as I like to refer to it.
Yes.
And that's what really needs to happen. That is actually what ties us to all of these, like, you know, federal mandates, federal rules, you know, the all the corporation status stuff. And it all started, or a lot of it had really, like, come into effect and compliance with what's called the Uniform Commercial Code of 1923.
Like sort of like interstate commerce type
yes.
stuff.
Yeah. So there is a difference between the organic nation state of New Hampshire,
right,
which is a sovereign nation state, you know, and is foreign to the United States, which is just the District of Columbia. It is foreign to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, which is another sovereign nation state of its own. And all of the 50 states are actually a federation of states called the United States of America.
Correct.
Just like all of the European Union states are separate nations within a federation called the European Union.
So I agree with you, and you are correct, factually speaking. Why I want to talk about secession here today is because we have some Free Staters that have proposed some legislation toward the end goal of secession. Now, I not only agree with what you've said, but I think that, well, government is antique, barbaric, and should be abolished completely.
Yes.
Mankind should be allowed to just sort of live their lives. You want to know what happens in the absence of government? Well, let's find out. Let us work it out. Mankind has been working out their problems with other people for... How many years? Millions of years, perhaps? Right, and, how long has mankind been around? Government is not a viable way to organize man.
Right. Like, every time the legislators, go along with some federal program, they're giving a little piece of that sovereignty up.
Yeah.
And we need to give back that sovereignty.
So, all that being said... I also support anything that pushes mankind in that direction, right?
Yes, so ultimate individualism.
So here are some people, pushing mankind, pushing, in this case, the state of New Hampshire, towards more freedom. And so I want to talk about what they're doing. This from NHIPAC.org. This says, second state secession bill filed in New Hampshire legislature. So there's two now. I was aware of one, but there's two different ones now. For the first time in the state's recorded history, legislators in the New Hampshire House of Representatives have filed two bills aimed at giving voters the opportunity to vote on whether or not New Hampshire will peacefully secede from the United States of America. I want to emphasize peacefully secede from the United States of America.
There's no other option. There is no other option. The government, the federal government has drones, and they can just bring in troops from other countries and just, tackle the cause if they want to. So it has to be done peacefully, even though New Hampshire has more guns than any other state.
Well, yeah.
Per capita.
State Representative Matthew Santanastasio has sponsored a groundbreaking new bill that will force the creation of a secession study committee by the Granite State. This comes on the heels of a bill filed recently by State Rep. Jason Gearhart that, if passed, would allow voters to amend the New Hampshire Constitution, declaring that the state will secede from the United States should the national debt reach a staggering $40 trillion.
Boy.
So just because I want to know, it was at $33 trillion.
I like this ultimatum talk, though, because you need to set a bar. Because when you do that, people will realize when the time comes that they actually hit that, that mark, they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe we actually did make it to this moment of debts and stuff. And they're going to be like, oh, yeah, remember those secessionists, the one that told me about it? You know, I think they're right. I think we need to, carry on with this thing. It's about time.
All right. So, anyways, the U.S. debt clock site is not loading for me. Anyway, it was the last time I looked at it around $33 trillion. So
here's an important thing to understand about the national debt. When they say national debt, they are only talking about the debt of the United States.
Sure.
They are not talking about the debt of the state of New Hampshire, the county of Merrimack, the city of Concord, the Concord City School District, the Concord City, Water District, the Sanitation District, years ago, 2013 or 2012, it was reported on InfoWars that the M3 report, Federal Reserve report, calculated all of the debt of all municipal corporations, from the local dog catcher right up to the United States.
Oh, God, who knows?
Yeah, huge. 15 years ago, it was like $1.6 quadrillion.
Yep.
What is a quadrillion dollars?
$100 trillion, right?
Or $1,000 trillion. What's a trillion? It's a $1,000 billion.
What's a billion?
Yeah, and it's like when I was in
billion, more money than you can shake a stick at.
When I was in eighth
billion,
grade,
that's just a drop of the bucket now.
When I was in eighth grade, which would have been 1993-ish, I think. A guy came in. I remember his daughter was one of our classmates, and they were. He was a Korean refugee. This guy, and he's some kind of like really smart scientist guy. And he basically said, and the national debt was like $7 trillion back then, I believe, or something like that, or maybe it was four. But he said if you took $100 bills and stacked them, they would go all the way to the moon.
Wow. It's like we have made it to the moon in dollar bills.
That is amazing. So this secession study committee, as envisioned by this bill, won't just be a cursory look into New Hampshire declaring its peaceful independence from the United States. It will delve into understanding the multifaceted implications, the potential benefits, and the challenges that New Hampshire might face if it were to consider seceding from the Union. This initiative underscores the urgency and importance of having a well-informed discussion on the subject. Representative Santanastasio stated, given the current challenges at the federal level and potential unforeseen changes in the national landscape, it's essential to study the feasibility of an independent New Hampshire. This effort is not about neglecting our shared history. It's about proactive planning and ensuring our state shall persist under any circumstance. So, you know, he's taking the stance of, like, let's just have a study that takes a look at this from not just people who've moved here for the Free State Project or the larger freedom movement, but let's take a look at it from the people who have been here all along, the actual free staters, if you will, the live free or die people.
Yeah, wouldn't it be beautiful to buy crude oil directly from Russia? And we could have, you know, $1.25, you know, home heating oil. We wouldn't have to have, like, or diesel fuel. We could probably have, 70 cents a gallon gasoline or something.
Yep.
'Cause you can buy Russian oil, relatively cheap. It's for a discount. You know, a lot of countries are buying Russian oil and then they're flipping it and selling to Europe for a massive, because Europe has all of these sanctions that, aren't hurting Russia at all.
Or how about just tax-free trade, period, with whomever you want to?
Well, if New Hampshire has got the federal government out of the way, we have a seaport, there's no reason why we can't start trading with whoever we want. I'm sure Venezuela would love to sell us really inexpensive oil.
You know what's great, too?
Or Russia, or whoever.
We have a bunch of private gun manufacturers here, and I can guarantee you have a lot of exporting with that.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, it's not already, but...
So Carla Garrick, President Emeritus of New Hampshire's Free State Project, weighed in on the matter, stating, the increase in the number of New Hampshireites and now our legislators who support peacefully exiting the Union is indicative of the Biden administration's complete and utter failure to represent the interests of our state. The federal government have nobody to thank but themselves for the inevitable result. More and more of us want to choose freedom. And as we talked about Carla in the previous segment. Matt, I'm going to butcher this guy's name. Sorry, Matt. Matt Sobrin de Chaunière, the chairman of the New Hampshire Independence Political Action Committee, commented, the purpose of these bills is to get the tough questions relating to independence out on the table and then get some answers to the public. It's basically an outline for future grand national strategy. My father always said growing up that if a private business were to operate the same way as government, they'd be locked in prison. It's time to fire D.C.
Yeah, that goes the same for private individuals. If the private individuals, went to offer, act like government, they would go to jail.
Yep.
If I forced you to pay for a service that I offer, whether you like it or not, I would go to jail.
Right.
But the government does all the time. And this is part of this affidavit process to correct, to correct these, because there is no authority in the Constitution for property taxes on private homes. It's only for, commercial properties,
right,
and industrial properties, and there's no authority for, like, I own some land and I have to pay this property tax, and I have not, I have not agreed to fund the teacher's pension,
right?
Because that's literally what your property taxes are doing. They're funding government employee pensions. All the pension funding comes before infrastructure. This is why the infrastructure is horrible in America.
I couldn't have said it better. The article continues, in the state's 2022 legislative session, the House rejected a proposal that would give voters the opportunity to amend the Constitution, allowing the state to peacefully declare independence from the United States.
Woo-hoo.
While opponents of New Hampshire's secessionist movement have historically argued that the federal government is a net positive, or at least can be molded into one, proponents have argued, successfully I might add, that the federal government has gone too far, citing issues such as inflation, ongoing wars abroad, and health care. New Hampshire is one of approximately 25 states that pays more in taxes to the federal government than they receive back in federal funding. There's another term for that, net...
It's not a net positive, it's a net negative.
Yeah, net negative, yes, thank you. Once introduced, both bills will move to committee for further discussion and review. If passed, the Secession Study Committee would be comprised of members of both the House and the Senate, as well as experts in economics, law, and governance. Their findings would be presented to the state legislature for consideration. So we'll post a link to this article, of course, to all of our social medias. If you want to read it for yourself.
It's funny because there really isn't any experts on the topic of secession because there's no actual secession occurring in recent times in America to be an expert on it.
Did you get my point on that?
And I think that was the point why, like, when they had it, when they came up and they had their arguments and, like, we got to, you know, talk to the council and that sort of the board. One of the guys, I forget his name right now. Out of Wolfboro, the young guy. But he was, like, outspoken about it. He's like, I talked to experts about secession. Oh, yeah? What experts are you talking to?
There's only one guy I can think of, and it's Dean Kamen. So we did a story on this, I think Sunday, maybe, on Free Talk Live.
Sorry, I didn't mean to, like, but I think it's funny that there's really no secessionists out there.
No, you're absolutely right, and this is the exception that proves your point, right?
Okay.
So Dean Kamen, you may know him as the inventor of this ride-around-the-sidewalk device called the Segway.
Oh, yes, yes. You know,
the two-wheeler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is an anomaly Ridley brought up. Ridley brought this up.
Ridley was one of the people. It was posted in some other chat. We covered it on Free Talk Live. And then somebody called in and said, no, that article wasn't true. That was written tongue-in-cheek. And
I agree with you.
I thought maybe there was something to it. But then I went and read more, and I'm like, no, this actually occurred. So what happened is, though, the state just stopped taking action. Right? So, on paper, did he really get Dumpling Island to secede? Well, he got government to stop attacking him, and he's declared his own independence on his own island. It's a private island that he purchased, and he wanted to build a tower that was 100 feet. And because he was under the, quote, jurisdiction, unquote, of New York, they wouldn't let him. They're like, nope, max is 40 feet. Otherwise, you'll annoy your neighbors. Of course, he's on an island. He has no neighbors, right. So... he approached Connecticut and attempted to get them to annex the island because he felt that it would be a better match. Well, the guy he contacted in Connecticut ended up becoming, like, his partner in seceding. And so they basically just wrote to government and said, hey, this is what we're doing. We're going to secede. And the government sent threatening letter after threatening letter after threatening letter. They would send some responses back, very similar to kind of the things that you do. I found it very similar to, you know, how you approach things, where they're like, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this instead. And eventually, the state just backed off, right? Because this guy, you know, has some influence. He has money. He actually lives in New Hampshire. So, like, he has this private island. That's his, we'll call it his second home. It's also sort of a bit of a tourist attraction. He'll have people come out there and, you know, spend their vacation, that kind of thing. But he spends a lot of time in New Hampshire. So it's the only, I'm going to say, successful secession that we have to refer to in modern times.
Yeah, I look at that as, like, they let him be left alone.
Right. Which is really right. What we want here in New Hampshire.
In Rhode Island, they had something similar to that. Sorry, I need to go, but the right to be left alone. And basically, if you don't want nothing to do with the state, you get the right to be left alone, no taxes, and they never pass.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has claimed more American lives. The State Department said 32 Americans have been confirmed dead and another 11 are unaccounted for. Said U.S. officials are working to try and secure the release of hostages held by Hamas. A warning to Americans overseas from the State Department.
State Department spokesman Matt Miller says
the Department of State advises U.S. citizens overseas to exercise increased caution.
According to Miller, the advisory issued Thursday points to
the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests.
I'm John Schaefer.
Several Republican lawmakers report receiving death threats after they voted against Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. At least four were targeted. This follows Jordan's second unsuccessful bid for the Speaker's gavel in as many days. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain,
Jay,
and Joa.
We've been talking about, we've really sort of covered the gambit, right? But one thing we did want to mention that we haven't got to yet is, Jay, you're going to be speaking at Anarchapulco.
That's right.
Whoa.
For those of you who don't know, I think this is the 10th Anarchapulco.
Yep. In Mexico?
Yeah. This is it's similar to Porkfest in that it's a gathering of freedom-oriented people, although...
Anarchists.
Porkfest is more, we'll say libertarian, and Anarchapulco is more anarchist, hence the name, right? So it's a different location. There's a lot of crossover. A lot of folks who go to Anarchapulco will also go to Porkfest or go to Porkfest and Anarchapulco, but I'm pretty stoked that you're speaking. Tell us more.
Yeah, so I did a presentation for Anarchapulco.com back in September on investing in our posterity. So they've asked me to come there and speak, do a presentation I also would love to try to make Man Camp sort of happen at there somehow.
Right.
I'm kind of working on seeing if we can, you know, get a little blacksmith shop together. There's I'm supposed to get in contact with somebody. I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm not promising that.
Sure.
But that's one of my, you know, sort of agendas there. I don't know if we'll do it, but I'm going to do a presentation.
You do like the tropical version of Man Camp, right? You know, cut open some coconuts or whatever. I mean,
sure. I was, you know, we were thinking
how to
start
a fire on a beach.
I don't know about that, but but anyway, you know, as I talk about a lot of the show, is investing in our posterity, and I'm trying to get to an audience of influencers and parents, and even, you know, older single people who have a lot of assets and you know, knowledge, and they've done well for themselves, to get them to invest in our posterity too. People who don't even have children, I got a bunch of ideas for this.
Sure.
And you know, one of the big investments we need to make in our posterity is quite literally teaching our children how to be confident, allowing them to be confident, because it is the people who lack confidence that beg for government and that give government all of their power. It is the people who ask for government, and confident people do not need government. So anarchapulco.com, if you go to their ticket section, I believe it's anarchapulco.com/or/tickets,
yep,
and you use the promo code J, that's J-A-Y, you'll get a 10% discount.
Nice!
And I'm going to be there with my family for the complete Anarchapulco experience. I'm doing it. My presentation is going to be on Thursday. I forget exactly what time. And I'm also going to try to get involved in more stuff as we get closer to the Anarchapulco date, participate in some more things, help out stuff down there. But yeah, I want to get this Invest in Our Posterity message out there. And it sounds like Anarchapulco is really going to be about, you know, this year, about making yourself better, making your family better, you know, survival things, just going to be a great lineup, it sounds like.
The dates, according to anarchapulco.com, February 11th through the 16th. So if you want to check that out, anarchapulco.com. And what was the code again?
J-A-Y, so promo code.
Enter J-A-Y when you get your tickets, get a 10% discount. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You're going to be there and you get to give folks a discount.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Might be a popular year because HBO did that special.
Yeah, it might be.
They did The Anarchist.
You may not want to watch it. If you're going to go to Anarchapulco, don't watch that film until after.
Only if you're chicken. Easily scared or something. I thought it was well done. I mean,
especially because you, like, the hosts were all on the show and stuff. Like,
yeah, Ian and Mark made some cameos on there. There were some other folks who have appeared or otherwise called in who appeared on there as well. So that was pretty great.
I remember, like, the show, the first episode, sorry to go off track here, but, like, the first thing you hear is Mark speaking as soon as the first episode starts.
Yeah, Luke Radowski's featured on there a little bit.
Too, yep. Yeah. All right, let's go to, I believe this is Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gents.
Good evening.
How are you all doing?
Doing well. How about you?
So, anyway, you guys brought up cheap Russian oil. Did you hear what old China Joe did today?
What did old China Joe do today?
I'm going to circle this right back into crooked voting machines, too.
All right.
So, yeah, he, you know how we had serious sanctions on Venezuelan oil since, I think, 15?
Okay.
Well, Venezuela promised to have fair and honest elections next year if they would just release the sanctions. So old China Joe, he says, okay, you can sell oil for 6 months. Well, nobody seems to remember that these crooked Dominion voting machines were born in Venezuela.
Go figure.
Yeah.
I see the connection
there. I
remember
the first year they put them here in Michigan. We had such a stink about it. The next year I went back in, it was the same damn machine, except being white. And having the little placards on it with the maple leaf, you know, and you understand.
So they just ripped the stickers off, and they just ripped the stickers off and put new stickers on, Major.
They were all.
It's like you can't hear me somehow.
Were you talking?
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Major.
The next year we went in to vote, all these Dominion machines were camouflaged. They painted them all flat black.
Go figure.
There's a bunch of local warrant articles in New Hampshire that I know a whole bunch of people are going around and getting signatures. Bradford, New Hampshire, the guy got all the signatures. He's a farmer friend of mine, to ban electronic voting machines basically at the local level. And that's actually happened. And there's actually legislation to remove these voting machines, too. I don't know what it's called or whatever, but I know that was supposed to be introduced. So that would be good. But, yeah, we see what happened to Venezuela after they introduced electronic voting machines. So the parasite class could essentially win all the elections and have all the power and then implode the entire country.
Hyperinflate the currency.
Right. Yep, all of that stuff. And, yeah. But that's cool, the Venezuelan.
Of all the people declared to have free and honest elections, Venezuela, that'll damn near make you gag.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the legalese definition of free and honest elections? That needs to be determined before you can even have a conversation of what fair and honest or whatever. Because I don't believe any of these elections are fair and honest anywhere.
Well, what's the definition of the Department of Justice? Just us.
Yeah. You know who has a fair election? These TV shows like American Idol or the Worst Singer or whatever these are. I don't watch any of them, but they've got it licked, right?
Sure.
One call per phone number, right? You get one vote, and they tabulate all of it, and they do it like within like a half an hour. You know, like before the show is over, they tabulate all of this stuff.
Yeah, blockchain technology would really make it, at least honest.
Yeah.
You remember the first show that started that whole trend? I think it was probably the Gong Show.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of Ed McMahon. What was that show?
Star Search.
Yeah. That's my Ed McMahon laugh.
That's been just after Johnny died, eh?
That's the one. Yeah. So they can get it right. You would think that some organization with unlimited time, unlimited money, and otherwise unlimited resources could get something like this right. And
then they would no longer have unlimited money, unlimited resources, and unlimited time.
And that's why they don't.
If they were actually serving and protecting and securing the rights of the people.
Right, which they're obviously not. Major?
Well, if they don't spend all of their budget next year, they go to the House Appropriations Committee, they'll be cut. Heavens to Betsy, we can't have that.
Yeah, Silver
so
Dave.
We must spend 10% beyond our budget so we can prove we need more money.
Silver Dave often talks about the military spendex. And one of the things that he did in the Special Forces, he was talking about being somewhere and they had millions of rounds of like 50 cal that they had to shoot. Now, they couldn't just take, containers of 50 cal and just dynamite them or blow them up. They actually had to shoot them through a gun, which is very labor-intensive, but they had to spend it in order to ask for the money again. So basically, the military is all about just wasting, obnoxious amounts of, munitions just in general so they can give more, so they can get more contracts to the munitions manufacturers.
One of my favorite things that Silver Dave has said is each Tomahawk missile has about 500 ounces of silver in each one. It just blows up, disintegrates.
Yeah.
highlighting the unethical nature of, Congress critters. This from Bitcoin.com, congressional investments in defense stocks raise ethical eyebrows amidst ongoing wars. In the midst of ongoing strife in the Ukraine and Israel, stocks of publicly listed defense corporations have seen a dramatic surge. Simultaneously, U.S. government officials have backed substantial war expenditures, and reports indicate a multitude of politicians reaping financial benefits from investments in defense companies such as Palantir, L3Harris, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman.
Go figure.
Yeah, Paul Pelosi, I don't know if it got shut down, but there was like a website or a Twitter page or something that was all you know, based on Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's husband's investments, and you know, tracking his investments. And you know, there's like, you know, the job that Pelosi has pays a few hundred thousand dollars a year, and she has wasn't, you know, super ultra wealthy when she became a congressman or a senator, whatever her criminal position is.
Right.
Yeah. And and now she's like her and her family have you know, obteen, you know, the value they have is incalculable.
Yeah.
You
obscene.
Know, it's obscene. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and it's just, but all these politicians, you know, they just come out worth millions or billions of dollars.
Yeah, when their salary is like 150 or something like that.
And they have, but they have access to all of this information, and they know where to put the dollars, they know where to put the investments, and you know, it's
And smooth operators for sure.
It's just a scam. Yeah. It's a way to defraud the people. It's, you know, they and they're all participating in pump and dumps of all these, you know, whatever stocks,
for
bonds.
Sure.
Yeah, I brought this up 3 weeks, maybe a month ago, at the end of World War II. I think there were about 35 defense contractors that supplied all the munitions and tanks and whatnot for the government.
Okay.
And now there's 5. Now, how much money is that?
They're all really owned by three companies own. Like all of this,
right? It's kind of like all the big agro companies, right? There's only like six companies that own all of the food companies, right?
Like BlackRock,
yeah,
probably owns all these defense contractors now.
Hmm.
It's probably pretty close to it.
I don't know.
Well, they probably bought a bunch of it recently. You know, you listen to some of the stuff about Larry Fink, the guy who started BlackRock, and basically, you know, it seems like all the Federal Reserve, like, money creation contracts all run through BlackRock.
Yep.
From what I can tell, I don't really know how that works, but, and it's just a criminal enterprise.
They're certainly prolific. I mean, their name pops up surrounding so many things.
Pretty much every. Yeah, a friend of mine who's a commercial fisherman couldn't afford to be a fisherman anymore as an independent family-owned fishery. When I met this guy 20 years ago, he had 9 fishing boats. He had 9 fishing licenses. 5 years ago, he's got 1 boat, and he's got all 9 licenses stacked on the 1 boat and can't make a living.
Wow.
So then it switched to a quota system, which means that based on how many like fish you caught in the past, like since your record, you know, this is how much. So now he's got all these licenses condensed to a quota system, and he basically the numbers just didn't work with like diesel fuel labor.
So if
costs
he doesn't
stuff.
Catch X, the right license
and,
goes
and
away.
Fishermen have been messed with for years.
Yeah, so it basically for an independent fisherman, a guy who owns a couple of boats, you know, they go out for like, you know, 30 or 40 hours. They can only catch so much amount of fish. But now these big commercial processors park a vessel out, and they got these fishing boats out there.
Yeah.
They never come in. They have boats that go and get the product from them. They process, flash freeze the fish on the boat. They're like these huge floating cities, and they just sit there, and they just out there just pull up, you know, tens of thousands of pounds of catch per day. These guys are only allowed a few thousand pounds of catch. Jeez. In like a 24-hour period or whatever, you know, because they come back in. And so he leased his quota. And when he leased his quota to some like local fishing company, Cape Cod. This guy's in Cape Cod.
Sure.
And he gets a check back, and he looks into the company, so he gets his quota check, and it is a company, some big finance, I can't remember, not BlackRock, but one of these, I just had it, but, you know, it's one
big name company.
Huge, you know, financial company. If somebody says it, we would, you know, recognize it, but yeah, it's like a BlackRock, and they basically own all the fisheries. And it's just a financial investment.
Vanguard?
From, Vanguard is the one, yes. Yep. It's a Vanguard company. And that's who's controlling, like, all the fish, basically. And he talked to all of his buddies who have, like, you know, leased their quota to other companies, and they're all owned by Vanguard.
Hey, I like to think of a solution here, and that's just go to your mom-and-pop restaurants, go to your mom-and-pop stores.
But even your mom-and-pop restaurants, they're buying a lot of their food right off the Cisco truck, right, all this corporate stuff. Really, the big solution is directly supporting growers and producers.
That's right,
The guy who's, you know, buy your beef, your chicken from a guy that you can shake his his hand and he can tell you, you can point to the pasture where the cow was. You can go meet your cows from some of these guys before it's
right.
butchered.
That's why I like going to like farm stands at the farm. Right.
Right? Yes.
Like not going to the grocery store, never knowing where those things came from, but going to those farm stands. And there's a few around here that I love going to, and they're more receptive to like goldbacks and crypto.
Indeed. Hey, Major, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. Let's move right along, and let's go to, this is David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, you capitalist pig. You can't be disparaging Larry Fink. The ADL is going to come after you, dude.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, freedom of speech, man.
No. Not when it comes to that. That's anti-Semitic. You can't do that. I mean, we got to
bring it on, SPLC.
What?
Bring it on, Southern Poverty Law Center.
What'd you say, Noah? I guess I can't do that either. That's anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitic. Joe's art. That's what you. Yeah. Next time you think of like a business for yourself or something, or something, you should open Joe's Ark. That'd be fun.
That'd be pretty.
You could have a kennel and a dog training center. It could be Joe's Bark.
Oh,
woof, I like woof. That. And it'd be all in the shape of like a big wooden ship.
That's been a good business for a while, this dog kennel stuff. I have some friends that have like made really good careers.
Yeah, I know some like less than average intelligent people, right? Girls and dudes both, but they run successful like dog grooming businesses.
And their customers, their best customers, are people who work in government. And because these are people I've been delivering them hay for years, and they have horses in the kennels, they got the stables,
mm-hmm.
and like all their dog kennel people are people who work like professional parasite type careers, whether it's medical, financial, government, insurance, and they don't have any kids, so they don't have anybody to watch their dogs. And I think it's going to get to a point where that whole crowd of people is not going to be able to afford these dog kennels and dog services, and some of my customers are like preparing for this.
I see.
Yep.
Not only do they not have somebody to watch their dogs, they don't have anybody to wash their dog either.
So are they opening up Chinese restaurants?
Well, they're just preparing for people just not being able to take care of their animals.
I opened Chinese restaurant. I opened Chinese restaurant.
Is that you next?
You next. Chinese restaurant.
I'm not torturing a cat on our radio show.
I'm not torturing the cat. I've been very nice to that cat. Very nice to them. They taste better when you've been very nice to them.
That is true. Actually, yes, I worked on a farm. A tasty pig, a happy pig is a tasty pig.
Cat.
Yep. So I think I'd rather eat, straight meat from a stray cat than anything from the commercial food chain. And I say a stray cat because a house cat's probably going to be vaccinated. And I can tell you, I have
he's unvaccinated. He's unvaccinated.
There is a lot
of we know vaccinate.
There's a lot of interest.
Thanks for the call, David.
In mRNA free meat. I've actually had people contact. I got people wanting me to ship them mRNA free meat because I don't vaccinate any of my animals,
right?
And because I don't factory farm, they're all standing around. I have two cows right now and three pigs.
Yep.
Just kind of doing some maintenance, and we are going to actually butcher a whole bunch of chickens next week. Meat birds we've been raising. That's really one of the best things you can do with your kids.
Who's going chicken hunting? Jay's going chicken hunting. We finally answered the age old question.
How many are you harvesting?
85.
Do you help?
Yeah, you want to come? You should come.
Yeah. Next week, you're saying?
Yep.
All right.
You guys can work that out off air, of course. I really do enjoy New Hampshire, the New England area, specifically for farming practices. All of the small farms a lot of them operate in the same way you do. They're, all of the drug-free, they're all grass-fed, they're all, quote-unquote humanely raised and all that kind of stuff. And you can tell, when you buy this meat and you cook it up, it cooks differently, it tastes different, it tastes better, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And you can definitely tell a difference. And I just love that I can't drive more than, I don't know, man, like 2 miles without seeing somebody's sign, you know, fresh eggs or, you know, get your meat here or, you know, here's a roadside stand with our farm fresh vegetables and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, New Hampshire is extremely resilient. So most of the New Hampshire natives I know that live in rural New Hampshire, they've all been raising 2 or 3 pigs a year their entire lives. They've always, you know, bought 20 or 30, you know, baby, you know, day old meat birds and, you know, raise all their own meat birds and process them. They, like, you know, put a beef in a freezer once a year. A lot of people go partners on beefs. We've got local, like, butcher shops all over the place around New Hampshire. And, you know, one of the things that some of these state representatives that are against New Hampshire independence really are against it because they feel that the borders of New Hampshire would be sealed up and there would be straight-up blockade. And one of these guys, a state representative, I was talking to about this, said that New Hampshire only produces 6% of its food. And I said, well, that number is not accurate.
No, it's
because,
not.
Because I know a whole bunch of guys that produce a ton of food,
yeah.
And nobody from the government is asking them how much food they produce. They're not part of the statistics.
I don't know where this guy got that statistic, but I know that, well, I've heard. And it's been repeated by the Free State Project and that sort of thing. But New Hampshire is the number one state in the country for farm to table. So it's
okay.
You know, it's the best state in the country. So you can have, you know, your own you know, cart or cooler on the end of your driveway selling eggs and meat.
Now I will tell you, because I've been in the livestock business, the horse business, the hay business. I was a feed dealer for, you know, over 20 years.
Yeah.
New Hampshire does import a lot of feed for its livestock. Yeah, it does not produce enough hay. It does not produce enough grain.
Northeast.
you know, but, you know, Canada right next door, you know, a lot of hay comes out of Canada. Yep. A lot of hay comes out of New York, goes into New England.
Yep.
And all those guys that are making stuff, they're going to want to trade it. They're going to want to sell it. But we get a lot of waste food now for like pigs.
Okay.
And, you know, one of my good friends is big. I actually work with a few pig operations on like waste food stuff.
Yeah.
And basically the waste food, there's like nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
it's totally fine, and some of it's not even expired.
Right.
Some of it, like grains that are quote unquote expired, it's like that's ridiculous. You know, because grain, as long as it stays dry, you know, it's fine.
It's got almost indefinite shelf life.
Almost, yeah. Right.
I know exactly what he's talking about because I was working for a pig farm that we picked up waste food from several different stores and you know, brewers get the spent grains and that sort of thing. Food was fine. They got fresh food every day. These pigs were spoiled.
But if New Hampshire, if there's so much food being produced, we overproduce food, and especially all the government subsidized garbage food, all the candies, all the junk food, all the prepackaged microwave crap.
Right.
But the amount of food that is actually wasted is just ludicrous.
Astronomical.
Yeah. It is so crazy.
Well, and like even if, let's just say the government, so that we know they're not correct, but let's just say they were close. Let's say New Hampshire doesn't produce enough food to like support itself. Well, that can change.
Oh, yes.
Right? Like, there is a tremendous amount of unused property in New Hampshire, and the ability for a region to adapt to the market demand of something like hay or feed or grain and that kind of stuff can pretty easily change. We have 4 seasons here, so, I mean, pretty much you can grow anything that, you know, requires a season, right? You can't have, you know, some of the tropical stuff growing here, but, like, whatever.
I mean, you could.
It's pretty easy for that to change, even if, and I don't believe for a minute that New Hampshire is incapable of growing enough to support itself.
No, they actually do. They have these massive greenhouses going in up in Berlin. Huge, crawling greenhouse across
the land. We are out of time. Thank you to our callers, our listeners. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Joa, for joining me here tonight. If you missed any part of tonight's broadcast, find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.